Judges chapter 4. The Israelites again did evil in the sight of the Lord after Ehud's death. So the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Haroseth Hagoyim. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord because he had 900 iron chariots, and cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years. Now Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidot, was judging Israel at the time. She would sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites would come to her for judgment. She sent and summoned Barak, the son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and told him, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, commands you. Go and proceed to Mount Tabor, taking 10,000 men from the tribes of Naphtali and Zebulun with you. I will draw Sisera, the captain of Jabin's army, to the Kishon River, with his chariots and his troops. There I will hand him over to you." But Barak said to her, "If you will go with me, then I will go, but if you will not go with me, I will not go." Then she said, "I will certainly go with you. Nevertheless, the path you have taken will not result in your being honored, for the Lord will hand Sisera over to a woman." Then Deborah got up and went with Barak to Kadesh. Barak summoned Zebulun and Naphtali together to Kadesh, and 10,000 men followed him. Deborah went with him as well. Now Heber the Kenite had separated himself from the other Kenites, the descendants of Hobab, the brother-in-law of Moses, and had pitched his tent as far away as the oak in Zaananim near Kadesh. When Sisera was told that Barak the son of Abinoam had gone up to Mount Tabor, Sisera gathered all his 900 iron chariots and all the troops who were with him from Haroseth Hagoyim to the Kishon River. Then Deborah said to Barak, "Get up, for this is the day the Lord will hand Sisera over to you. Is not the Lord leading before you?" So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. Then the Lord routed Sisera, all his chariots and all his army, by the edge of the sword before Barak. Sisera jumped off his chariot and took off on foot. But Barak chased after the chariots and after the army to Haroseth Hagoyim. All Sisera's army fell by the edge of the sword. No one survived. Now Sisera fled on foot to the tent of Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite, for there was peace between Jabin the king of Hazor and the family of Heber the Kenite. Jael went out to meet Sisera and said to him, "Turn aside, my lord, come in, don't be afraid." So he turned aside and entered her tent, and she covered him with a blanket. Then he said to her, "Please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty." She opened a skin of milk and gave him a drink and covered him up. He said to her, "Stand at the entrance of the tent. If anyone comes and asks you, 'Is there anyone here?' say no." Then Jael, Heber's wife, took a tent peg and a hammer in her hand and crept quietly up to him, for he was in a deep sleep, exhausted. She drove the peg through his temples, straight through to the ground. So he died. Now when Barak was chasing Sisera, Jael came out to meet him, and said to him, "Come, and I will show you the man you are looking for." So he went with her, and there lay Sisera dead, with a tent peg through his temples. So on that day God subdued Jabin, the king of Canaan, before the Israelites. The hand of the Israelites pressed harder and harder against Jabin, the king of Canaan, until they finally destroyed him.